Then if you've listened to the tapes, you've probably seen the list.
Yes.
You've seen the list. Oh, that's what I was going to show you. The list. So you've seen the list. We have 180 titles now after.
Patrick hasn't seen them. A cup of tea for me, please. English breakfast. David, what do you mean?
Pot of tea. English breakfast.
Yes.
Pot of tea.
Two pots of English breakfast tea, please.
Sure. Are we eating today?
Not for me, thanks.
I'm fast. So you've seen the list.
Yep.
And
the list. What happens is it's got a list of how to get out of debt, wanting to drink, want to lose weight, all these lists of things that you want to do.
Okay. 180 titles now after 39 years of the Midwest Research SCWL subliminal programs, all coming with guarantee on results to achieve changes at the subconscious level, which is normally very difficult to do. You can go along to seminars and hear people talk, but a conscious approach is not going to change deeply entrenched habits. You need to impact the subconscious conditioning with repetition by bypassing the conscious analytical mind. These have been around 39 years by Midwest Research. And
who is Midwest Research?
Midwest Research is a major pioneering research company in the field of subliminal communication. To assist people to make changes consciously, very difficult to do.
And where are they from?
Now Florida, but they were in Michigan.
Okay.
So their proper name is Midwest Research of Michigan, but they're now based in Florida because the people who established it retired and moved to Florida. So it's in the US, and we import the product from the US for people to be able to use. They're supplied in CD format because MP3 does not work with high-tech subliminals. MP3 cuts away 85% of the message.
When you say MP3, what about your mobile phone?
Mobile phone, you would have to download the message without compaction, and that would take about 2 hours. So we supply them on CD.
So you don't supply them on for the mobile phones?
No, not at the moment. It would take up a lot of memory. It would be a very expensive mobile phone with a lot of memory to be able to do a number of these programs.
So they're only on CDs?
Only on CDs. They were on tapes when I became involved in 1984.
So tell me, I don't even think I've got a CD player.
Oh, they're around. You can buy them. They're around. People have got them. You can borrow one from somebody.
Well, when you're selling it to people, is there a problem?
It hasn't been a great problem so far. People say, oh, that's old technology. The young ones say, oh, that's for old people. But they've got to realise MP3 does not work with subliminals, high-tech subliminals. They've got 100...
Yes, but okay, I understand what you're saying, but the thing is the young people of today don't even know what a fucking CD player is, do they?
No, they don't. So it's a whole virgin field for them.
So who's your main target audience?
Anybody with two ears and speaks English.
And who's older than 35?
Or is conditioned in the mind. That's what they look like. They come on a CD program. But the company is doing something about to address new format of programming. But I don't know what that is yet. But the moment we've been supplying them on CD format, 100,000 affirmations at a variety of frequencies and speeds to achieve noticeable results within days or 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, with guarantee of permanence, with repetition. So it's a very interesting product. There's an interesting range. When you went through the list, what did you think?
I browsed.
Yeah. Recommended retail is $75 per program. And
when you say per program, per disc?
Per CD, yes. They're called a program because they reprogram the subconscious mind. And with repetition, people notice results. It's cheaper than going and seeing a therapist or a hypnotherapist where the results can fade. And you can play them over and over again, or you can lend them out. So as an agent, you can sell the programs or you can lend them out to people. And if you lend them out, there's a different rate. And also, when people buy a number of them, they can get some free programs as well, too, upon which you get commission on the free programs as well, too. general commission is $20 per program. What are you earning at the moment with Uber?
A couple of grand a week.
That's very good.
Long hours though.
Long hours.
That's why I'm looking, that's why I need something else.
Okay. With Midwest, we have pricing programs. If people buy three, they can get one more free. Buy five, get two more free. Buy seven, get three more free. Buy 10, get five more free. Buy 15, get 25, get 10 more free. And buy 20, get 20 more free. The commission on the buy 20 plus 20 is 40 lots of $20, which is 800 in one sit, in one sale.
So when they buy 20, so that's $1,400, $1,500 worth.
That is 20 lots of 75, which is $1,500, on which your commission is 40 lots of $20.
Which is $800.
$800, which is a good commission, providing the product has a money-back guarantee on results. And if you get about two or three of those a week, that's about $2,400 from just doing some sits.
Have you ever got three sales a week in that?
I was very active in the 1980s and the 1990s when we did it through magazine advertising.
When self-improvement was big in
it. Big,
time,
and subliminals were controversial. Yeah. Subliminals were controversial in the 80s and the 90s. They're not now.
What about, how many guys you got selling this now?
A few. We've just switched over as of May from magazine advertising, which we find doesn't work anymore, to building up a commission-only part-time sales rep situation where the commission-only sales reps can be doing whatever else they're doing to find work and find prospects. You would find many prospects doing what you're doing.
I don't cross over business, Uber business.
Generally, I don't cross over my different scenes. I keep them separate too.
Yeah, because I don't want to be talking to my passengers about business. The thing that concerns me is you're selling CDs to people who don't even know the CD exists. That would be my concern. Would you, what's your top guy selling now?
Not a great deal. We've just started the rep situation. So the top one is in the country.
These days, everyone is on mobile phones.
Mobile phone doesn't work with MP3.
As you mentioned it, so basically where would they listen to the CD?
They will have to get a CD player at the moment. They're around, they can buy them from Kmart or Target or JB Hi-Fi. They're around, they can borrow one from a friend.
When are they looking at putting it on a phone?
If you download it without compaction.
But you need the compaction for it to work.
No, the compaction, if it compacts the message down to 20%, you lose the subliminal message, which is the lower volume below the ocean waves, below the masking sound, or the higher and lower frequencies. MP3 removes that in the compaction process.
So therefore they wouldn't work, would they?
They wouldn't work on a mobile phone.
No, so therefore you wouldn't,
They can get a Discman though. They're available.
Yeah, but you've got batteries.
They have batteries, yes.
A couple of CDs and your batteries are flat.
Yeah, and mobile phone you would find similar.
Look, David, and this is me thinking, yeah? I just look at it and I'm thinking that anyone under 30, you've lost the market already. In the 30s and 40s, you might have people with CDs, and then the ones over 50 would probably have an old CD at home. These days, people tend to use mobile phones. That's an opinion.
Well, they can use a mobile phone,
but
it wouldn't need to be an expensive one with a large amount of memory to download the subliminal message.
How long, roughly, is it?
An hour.
An hour. Okay.
600 megabytes.
600 megabytes? You'd be surprised. Most phones are about 32 gigabytes. So
then they could download them. Once they've got them, they could download them onto their phone and play them.
And
they're going to do it anyway.
Because if someone was to just download one at a time, listen to it, and then remove it from their phone, and then download another one.
That's not practical.
That's not.
No, they'd need to keep it stored on the phone because it requires repetition to bypass the conscious analytical mind. 2-3 weeks.
So then they could change it after 2 or 3 weeks.
And they play it while they're doing other things, reading, writing, watching TV or doing other things.
And then they could change it in 3 weeks after they've had it?
Well, they can do multiple, one after another. They can use a number of them. They can get 5 or 10 of them and play them one after another. All they hear is the dominant sound, of a masking sound of ocean waves and white noise. It's not music, that doesn't work.
And
so
then
well.
Someone talks in the background?
No, it's subliminal. You can't hear the voice. The message is below the level of the ocean waves, about 5 to 10 decibels below the masking sound. And with repetition, it goes into the brain, and the brain decodes the electrical nerve impulse that travels to the brain and bypasses the conscious mind.
So you just can't hear the voice?
That's right, but it's electromagnetically there, and the brain decodes whatever goes into the brain, because the brain doesn't hear it as sound. The brain hears it as an electrical nerve impulse that is transmitted from the ears to the brain. And this is mixed up in it, and with repetition, it starts to impact conditioning, and the person responds differently in certain situations under certain stimuli. For instance, overcoming depression, overcoming fear and worry, mental illness, these areas can be changed. Whereas chemical medication doesn't do it. I'm the chairperson of STAG, so I know that. Sydney Treatment Alternative Advocacy Group. And we advocate for treatment alternatives in mental health as well too. So it is quite an interesting...
It's very interesting.
But it's been around 40 years now. It's not new. It's been around a long time. But in Australia, we're advertising in magazines, and that doesn't work. So it's an exciting product for reps, and you get your clients through referrals. Referrals is the way to go.
Yes.
Referrals. If every person you go through the list gives you 5 referrals, and those give you 5, you have 25, and if they give you 5, you have 125. So referrals is the way to go. And you can get reps as referrals.
I've been a sales for a long time, so I know all about that.
Oh, very good. So a lot of people don't.
Looking at it from a viewpoint, I just can't see it being for me.
That's all right.
So
you may know somebody else who might find it quite interesting. Remember, it costs nothing to join.
Yes,
there's no outlay. You don't sign anything. We don't need any of that. We just need reps who part-time, commission only. We'll talk to people and get a coffee interview, and they go, they get that list in front of people, and they just ask the people, go through the list, cross out everything you're definitely not interested in. And they still have 70 or 80 that they're interested in. It's an easy sell. Yep. And then you don't go for the sale. You ask them, cross out all the ones you're not interested in, and they have a whole bunch left. They've interfaced with the list, so they find there's quite a few of interest. And then you ask them for the referrals. Who do you know would like to do this little game, this exercise? So you get 5 or 6 referrals, and then as an afterthought, were there any you'd like to get? Oh, there's a few. So would you like to get all of those? Go for the best offer. Which deal would you like to get? The sale comes last. Referrals is always the name of the game. If you don't get referrals, your business dies.
Yes.
You get the referrals, and then you do the sale as an afterthought. They get them to beg it out of you, pull it out of you. But referrals is the important thing. You can do group presentations, you can do business, you can go and see businesses, you can go and see the salespeople, the sales manager of a company, and sell to the company to put in a professional library of subliminal programs, the sales-oriented ones. There are so many in the range. It covers so many now after 39 years.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's a wonderful range, and it's good sales.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticising the product. And I believe in all that sort of stuff.
You may work out another way to do it.
Yeah.
That's a real winner for you. You may work out another one. But the commissions can be good. If somebody buys, does a, well, I'll get quite a few. I'd like to get them all. I've had somebody buy 130 at one go. That's 65 lots of $75, and the commission for you on 130 would be $2,600 in one sit, paid directly into your bank account once the money is received. We need to receive the money,
of course.
They pay it by their phone app or going to the Commonwealth Bank or however.
And how long is the callback?
The callback?
The clawback.
90-day guarantee on results, 15 days after the 90 days. National return rate is 1.08% over the last 3 years.
So you pay out as soon as the money's in the account?
We send as soon as the money is in the account.
And then what happens if there's a clawback 105 days later?
Well, we haven't run into that problem yet.
Okay.
It ran, the return rate is 1.08%. So it's not much. We want to push that up by people pushing the money back guarantee more and more, and promoting the money back guarantee.
As you know, money back guarantees that people don't try and get the money back anyway.
They don't, but it's there,
yeah.
And we promote the money back guarantee. And I would like to get that rate, return rate, up to a realistic 4 or 5%, because that would be impressive.
Yes.
So at the moment it's 1.08% over 3 years.
Yep.
And that was 3 years ago. It's about to become zero at the moment. So that's not realistic.
Oh, that's good. Zero is good, isn't it?
Zero is good, but it's not realistic.
Yes.
We need something realistic. I like to monitor that ratio.
Yeah.
It's an interesting ratio to monitor. To say, unlike chemical medication for mental health, which has an effect of 30-35%, because of the, what's the effect?
That would be the strongest one, wouldn't it?
What?
The... say natural remedies for
we've got them
health.
For mental health,
yeah.
We've got them for sports, we've got them for sales, we've got them for general motivation, we've got them for habit eradication, we've got them for drug addiction. There are so many in the range now.
The ones that stick out to me that I do like, definitely the drug addiction and the combating mental illness. That sounds like some really good stuff.
Okay, in drug addiction, we've got alcohol, we've got cocaine, we've got general drugs, you name it, what sort of drug. And in mental health, we've got overcoming fear and worry, overcoming depression, relieving anxiety, calming the nerves, anger. We have quite a few in that range. And these have developed from the field over the years. Because this is what various people asked for private labelling and for personal programs that have now come into the general range.
Which ones are the most popular?
Self-confidence, stress control, weight control. They're the most confident. But you don't know what that person's going to be interested in. You can't consult with them and sort of like a psychiatrist does, narrow down on a few to sell some medication. You just let them go through the list, cross out all the ones they're definitely not interested in, and see what's left. They'll find it an interest, if they really like the product and process, they'll find that an interesting game. It'll take 5 or 10 minutes.
Pour your tea, David.
I'll have that. They find it an interesting process, and they might like to do the same thing, and you can have reps in your team. So it's something where you can develop reps. To 3 levels deep. It's not a multi-level that goes in binary marketing or something where nobody makes any money, but it's something where you can actually make some money, and it's the money is made on the retailing generally, not the sponsoring so much.
Yeah.
So what else do? You do the court thing as well?
I do that.
Are you looking for reps in that as well?
We're looking for people who've got debt situations. Who've got some awful albatross debt, or...
What's an albatross debt?
A debt that they can't get rid of. A debt they got into some debt through a marriage separation, or through some situation, getting signed up for something by a finance company, and the deal didn't work out, credit card, and they would like to get out of that debt. So we've got a facility where we can wipe out debt as a result of a reserve, a common law reserve, developed in a court case that commenced in 1963 and has grown into a large reserve where we can use those monies to wipe out those debts. The reserve grows at a rate under a deed of engagement and provision at 40% per annum, compounding at quarterly rests, 10% guarantored by AGC in 1990, now parent guarantored by GE and Westpac, whether they like it or not, and it can wipe out debts. We've just sent one off to the tax department this morning, to the Reserve Bank, to wipe out a hex debt. And that will be an interesting challenge, to wipe out a hex debt.
You can't get rid of tax debt, though, can you?
What?
Can't get rid of tax debt.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
I've
you
got
can wipe
tax.
Out a tax debt.
I've got tax debt.
How much?
17,000.
It can be wiped out. But the question is, why would I do it? Why would I do it? It's not money you have to pay back. It's provided under the deed. It does not have to be repaid, but it is not a gift. It's a grant on non-financial terms. So you don't pay it back. There's not a rate of interest, but you've got to work out what you're going to do non-financially to make it worthwhile.
Oh, I see.
So it's an interesting deal.
Yeah, so you can't just get it.
It's not a gift. That'd be, then they'd say, I've got a mental illness. Why would I do that? But it's for those who appreciate it. Some have been doing it by creating precedents as we go along the way and setting up precedent situations. The precedent with the tax department would be a good one to get.
Yes, but...
What are they going to say?
You owe the money.
No, at law, the money has been used.
See, what happened with Uber? Uber had a grey area with the tax. I'm paying the debt now. I'm paying it off to them. But they at the beginning they didn't have any tax, you see. So, and I thought they'd win the rate, but they lost the rate. They lost where they're going to pay GST. And
yes.
So I got lumbered with all that. So now I'm paying it off.
So we can talk about the tax one when you're ready. We can talk about that.
What else do you do?
Well, I do a number of other things. I'm the chairperson of STAG, Sydney Treatment Alternative Advocacy Group, that advocates for treatment alternatives in mental health, of which STAG has developed lists of about 40 to 50 treatment alternatives. And we're putting that into the Minister of Mental Health to create a director position, a director of treatment alternatives, as opposed to the chief psychiatrist of chemical medication, because the whole system is unbalanced and there's a big hole in the system in that they don't provide the treatment alternatives, they just push chemical medication because that's where the money is. So that's one thing I do. I do organise a restaurant and dining club for singles and seniors, and I've done that for 40 years, and we have restaurant parties every Friday night at discount restaurants on Friday and Saturday nights for singles and seniors.
Hey, did you find a partner, or are you?
Well, there's too many nice ladies, and I don't pursue. I don't chase, because you wouldn't know which one to chase, because there's so many of them. So I just like coming along and meeting
them.
Up, and they come along on the Friday and Saturday nights, and I don't have to date. So I'm single, and I can do all of these. And I've done that also since 1978, with a break of 10 years, and then came back into it. So we get prices of $25, $30 for three courses at restaurants on Friday and Saturday nights. And that's very nice. This Friday we're in Leichhardt at an Italian restaurant, and Saturday night we're in Rockdale. Last Friday we were at a restaurant in North Strathfield, a Nepalese restaurant, and Saturday night we were at Miller's Point at a Chinese restaurant. And I had 17 on Saturday night, 13 last Friday. I'll probably get 15 to 20 this Friday at Leichhardt. And that's a great way for people to meet people.
Every Friday
and Saturday night.
And Saturday.
And Saturday. I do both nights, yes.
That's busy. What's that something else comes up?
I take a night off.
You take a night off. Okay. So you don't have to be there.
Robin can run it. Somebody else can do it.
There you go.
But sometimes the restaurants decide they're not going to keep to the deal and double the price. And I wouldn't want to do that to the person running. Yeah, some people, last Saturday night they tacked on something to the bill. And I thought, I'll let them get away with it. But nothing is quite straightforward when you do these deals and really get a good price. And then they work out how we're going to get more out of these people. We've got 17 people paying cash. We'd be fools to stick to that price. What are we going to do to these people?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a game. And I wouldn't want to do that to somebody standing in for me for the night.
No.
Where the restaurant says, you pay an extra $200.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a problem. There are a few things which I do.
Yeah.
So the tax one.
You can't touch it.
Why, if you pay a tax debt, it's paid, isn't it?
I haven't paid it yet. Paying it off.
No, but the Reserve pays it.
Yes, but
it comes out of real money. It comes out of legal tender. It's legal tender. If it's paid to the tax department, the debt is wiped. It's gone.
Yes, but under what grounds do you need to get it from that reserve? I've actually heard about this before. I've heard about
that. It is getting around.
Yeah.
It is a reserve. You've got to work out, well, what are we going to do for this? We don't have to repay it. We've got to work out, what benefit can we supply? You think about it.
Yeah.
You can be my Uber driver.
What benefit for you?
I'm the plaintiff in the original case.
Oh, what do I pay? What do I pay you?
You don't pay me.
Sorry?
You don't pay me.
I can't pay you.
Well, you can, but you don't.
Okay.
You can, but you don't have to. It's not a gift. It's not a. It's not a loan.
No, I know it's not a loan.
It's almost like you're working.
But the work you've got, the work you do for it, how much work will be involved?
When you say you do it, I do it, or you do it.
No, when you do it, like if I got you to do it, how much work would be involved?
I write stuff out of my expertise. I know my manner over 50 years.
So how many, like how many hours would it be? Or how long is it? How long?
Three or four over a period of time, because they're not going to give up easily. They'll fight.
Yeah. Yeah, they would fight, wouldn't they?
I enjoy that.
But what?
I've been up against Westpac, AGC.
What do they give it to you for? Why do they?
Who's they?
Huh?
Who's they?
The reserve. Who's the guy at the reserve who says, right, I pay that debt?
Me. Because I'm the plaintiff in the original matter. I am the beneficiary under the terms of settlement of 1966. I am the beneficiary of the deed of engagement and provision where the amount outstanding got updated in 1990. I have managed the account. I'm the one.
Oh, you manage the account?
I manage the account.
But you've got to go to the tax department.
No, I don't.
You've got to go to the Supreme Court.
No, I just need an email address. It's all done by email. You can do an electronic funds transfer by email. It can actually be done, providing you have the reserve to do it from. I've got the reserve from the Supreme Court case in 1964 to 66. And it's grown over the years at 40% per annum compounding under the deed of engagement and provision to this day, and I'm not the one who breached.
So would you like to take on the tax one?
I don't mind. I'm doing it with the HEX one. The HEX one is going to be involving the tax department.
What would you like as a reward?
You've got to think about it.
Okay, I've got to think about it. See, I can't be Uber driver because I'm not in Concord all the time.
No. But you could come up with 10 referrals who do Midwest, who want to make money. And you just say, give this guy a call and do that, and I'll monitor them. All you do is say, why don't you have a car? Can't afford one. Would you like to make an extra 1,000 or 2,000 a week? Ring this guy. You're talking to them, so you could easily splice that into the conversation and just do that and refer them on. You could make up a few little cards on your computer. Ring David. No outlay, unusual, no competition, only one drawback. They're on CDs.
Yes.
One drawback, but it's not a major problem. If they were piano rolls and they had to buy a piano roll and a piano for $50 to get those results, there'd be people who'd do it.
Yeah.
They'd do it. It's not a major problem at the moment. But Midwest is looking at something different, but they haven't told me what it is yet. I'm the importer for Australia. And just in May, we decided to set up a part-time commission-only sales rep situation. Because it's something I always wanted to do, but when I was doing the magazine advertising, I couldn't do it. I would be in competition
with them. Was the magazine
advertising? I was good in the 80s and the 90s. Very good.
That was all when all the hippies and the crystals were going around too, wasn't it? It was sort of alternative belief rather than the medicos and the...
And Midwest, the subliminals were very controversial then, because of subliminal advertising in picture theatres, television, magazines, radio and so on, all causing a stir. But it's not controversial now. And also, we don't have just 30 programs, we've got 180 in the range. We've got a massive number now. Everyone finds some of interest. Anyone can do this. They just have sits with people and do interviews and ask them, cross out all the ones you don't want, see what's left. What do you want to do? Give me five names. Who'd like to do this game?
All right, so if I could get you some 10 or so referrals, what would be the chance of getting off the tax?
100%. You see, if it's paid, you're off the tax, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We're not arguing about the validity of the tax bill. We're not arguing about the validity of how it got set up. We're just using money from the reserve that grows at 40% every year and say, it's paid. What are you going to do about it? If they really want to hassle about it, say, go chase the guarantor. Go chase AGC, now GE Money. Go chase GE and Westpac.
So this fund was set up for...
It's a fund that was established at Have you been in a court case?
Yes.
Civil?
No.
In civil, you can either go to court and sue, or they may give you an offer to settle out of court. In my case, I was given an offer to settle out of court at the age of 12. They offered to settle at 30% of the original
claim. The age of 12?
Claim. Yes. My case goes back to when I was 9 with Strathfield Council, where I had an accident on Strathfield Council land. They made an offer to settle at 30% of the original claim. So I said, we don't have much money in the family to get a jury, so we'll just accept it and settle. So they did an offer of settlement on terms not to be disclosed. Don't know if you've heard of that.
I have heard of that, yep.
Terms not to be disclosed. What's terms not to be disclosed mean?
You can't get information on it.
Means you're not to ever talk about it for the rest of your life, unless you've got a release. It also means if you do, they can pull the money back. So in some quarters, these terms, these settlements are regarded as 30-year loans, in that you are approached later on by a finance professional to get you to disclose the original amount, and then the process to recover the money with 9.5% interest over 30 years commences to take your property. And that's what happened to me. But when they came back to collect the money back on terms not to be disclosed and get me to breach the terms, I didn't know the terms because I was 12 years old and I'd never taken much notice.
But your parents would have been doing that for you, were they?
Well, we never talked about it again in our family ever afterwards. We never talked about it again. And then on the 23rd of April 1990, I get approached by a finance professional brought to me by another lady who I knew, who raised the amount of the net, of the gross settlement amount of the terms as an evidence and engineering as a breach of the terms of settlement. If the terms of settlement are breached, then the recovery process can commence to take your property and recover the gross settlement amount at 9.5% interest over 30 years. There is a rate of interest that applies for this breach. But I didn't know that at the time, that that's what it was all about. So since they knew that I was not the one who breached the terms of settlement, they gave me this deed of engagement and provision, which sort of looked like a scam on AGC, but it had a provision for all monies outstanding at 40% per annum compounding at quarterly rests. Later on, when I got my file back from the Supreme Court, I found it was all connected and found, oh, but I didn't breach. I didn't breach the terms. They did.
Yeah.
So this provision is in my favour, and it's a very large amount of money, and I'm not a good materialist. I love doing these systems and things. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd, I suppose, who loves doing these systems. Networking and business. I'm also the advisor of the Developing Financial Responsibility Program as well, one of the treatment alternatives. So I love doing this, but I've got no use for the money. So what can you do with this reserve? I thought, well, I can pay a debt, but I don't really have any debts. But other people do. This would be a great way to meet people and have fun. We'll pay other people's debts because it keeps growing at 40% per annum compounding. I make my money on the 40%. I don't need to ask them to pay it back. I'm in this unusual position where I can pay other people's debts. So let's go for it. Let's have some fun. I'm also a law therapist as well. I've been in the legal system since I was 12, and I have a most unusual legal training. You won't get it from a solicitor. So I employ those skills, and we have an interesting time. So it's good fun. So wiping out a tax debt should be interesting.
Because they may not accept it.
Well, if they don't, you know what that does, don't you? What happens if they don't accept the payment? Under Australian law.
Oh, I see.
What?
Well, they wouldn't, they'd accept it, wouldn't they?
Oh. And if they accept it, what does that mean?
It's paid.
Yes. So if they don't accept it, under Australian law, they annul the debt.
Oh,
because you only get one bite of the cherry under Australian law. If they go to the court and the court finds out they were offered the payment, and the payment was made, but they refused it, it annuls the debt. They can't pursue it in court. If they do accept it, then they verify everything and validate everything, and the whole thing becomes totally legal.
Okay, so this money is actually your money?
Yes, it's my money under the terms of settlement.
But you aren't allowed it?
Well, I've got care of it. Yep. I've got control of it. I've got manage of it. I can direct it. I can use it to make a payment. It's not part of the banking system. It's a separate reserve.
Okay, and it's called deed of engagement?
The deed was deed of engagement and provision.
Provision.
The original thing that they did is called a 7931. It's a settlement on terms, which is earmarked for recovery in 30 years later. And they use a guy, Jim Burns. Have you heard of him? Jim Burns, who acted for Alan Bond in his bankruptcy years ago.
No.
He was the guy who approached me years ago to do this. He does this sort of stuff.
Okay.
And he was their guy, the head of the recovery syndicate. So I can do these things. So I would say, to do it, the deal would be, you come up with a bunch of people who really want to do something, about 10 or 20, just talk to people. Why don't you have a car? Why do you catch Uber? Oh, I can't, I haven't got the money. Do you want to make $1,000 or $2,000 a week? You ever done sales? Ring this guy. Ring this guy. Don't ask me what it is. Ring it. I checked it out. It's legal. You talk to him.
So I get the 20 people first, 10 or 20 people first?
Well, we start along the way. I don't expect you to do that first because you'll lose interest and forget. So we'll just keep in touch.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. You send me your details and we'll get started.
Yeah, and also, I've got one desk is the tax department, the other desk is the GST. Same company, isn't it? GST and the
yep.
Okay, so what we'll do...
How much is the GST?
Oh, look, I don't know exactly. I've got to look at it again. But tell me...
I will need, for the tax department, a relevant email address. It's going to go right in there, that email address, to the one or two correct places in the tax department. I need an email address. I need a bank account that they bank within the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank starts with 093. It'll be a Reserve Bank account that starts with 093, so I need the correct bank account.
Let's do all this on email.
Yep.
That way we've got it. So I'll send you my email address.
Yes.
And then we'll start emailing, that way it's in writing.
Yep.
And then we'll... when these come on, could you talk to your people over there? In Michigan.
They're going to do something, I don't know what it is.
And find out what it is, because this could be good stuff once they get on a mobile phone.
Hmm.
That's my opinion.
Well, they can put on a mobile phone now, it just takes 2 hours to download.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Oh, it does, without compaction. But it takes 700, you've got to download 600 megabytes, and it's not quick.
No.
It takes a while, but they can do it.
Right.
And they're going to do it anyway. Whether you tell them not to, or they're going to do it anyway.
Okay, what we'll do is I'll send you my email address and we'll work out something, and then there's something I can do for you. Just sending you blind people I don't think is a good idea.
They've got to be qualified.
They've got to be qualified, you see.
You can qualify them. They don't know they're qualifying them in a taxi. They can't tell they're being qualified. They just think you're very interested if the qualification is done well. They think, oh, this is a very nice guy. He takes a real interest in me. And you qualify them for 5 minutes, and they think you're very friendly. They can't tell.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Proper qualification can't be, you can't tell. They don't know.
Okay. We can work it out. So I'll send you the email address and we'll work it out. And then you've got business cards, have you?
I don't have cards. You can make up something on the computer that you give out.
I can do that.
You can individualize it. Put little sayings off the internet, little sayings off Google or somewhere, whatever you want to say. But you can qualify them. Qualifying is a great way to talk to people. It gives you a real reason to talk to them. It's a very interesting process when it's done well. But you don't close. You just give them the phone number and say, ring him.
Yeah.
But you don't close. You don't sell. You just qualify. And they think you're very friendly.
Yeah.
And they can give them a card and say, ring me when you need an Uber guy. Ring me again. But maybe you get plenty of them.
Well, yeah, you just pick up wherever you go. You sound as though you've had a very interesting life, David.
I've done a lot of things. I was a Ruby in Amway. I'm a networker from way back.
You were in Amway?
I was a Ruby in Amway. I had about four or five networking programs going at once in the late 80s, 1990s, when I was running Dinner Club back then. I'm now in a networking program in a restaurant and dining club. There's one called Stitch, which has a networking program with levels like Amway in it, and I'm loving it.
So are you always looking for new things?
Well, I'm always interested, but I'm not guaranteed I'm going to get involved. What are you in?
I've just found something a couple of days ago, which is very interesting, so I'll let you know about that one as well.
Tell me in due course.
I'll tell you in due course.
Tell me in due course.
But let's keep in contact. It's been interesting. And I do believe in all that shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's been around with the money back guarantee for 39 years, and we want to push that money back guarantee hard, because I want to see where is that return rate going to settle. Where is it going to settle if it's really pushed hard?
So you live local here?
Concord.
All right, I'll fix up the tea.
What have you sold before?
Sorry?
What have you sold before?
I was in basically telcos for 25 years, mobile phones. Before that I was a bit wayward. 100 jobs, new one every week.
You got into sales?
Yeah, but I used to party a little bit and I'd get paid on the Thursday, then I wouldn't turn up on the Monday.
You see, you're a really smart guy who didn't get into the academic world and didn't get into the professional world, but you found your way to sales, and sales can be the highest paying profession in the world. So you've worked out your skills to do that, and you've worked out, and here we are today. And if you're an academic and professional, we wouldn't be talking.
No, we wouldn't. I agree. And as I was telling Patrick today, that sales is by far the best profession everyone who has.
Met a lot of people.
Because you have cups of tea all day.
Yeah. And you can qualify people too, because you've heard what we're saying, so you can qualify them.
Yeah.
Now, your interest in the mobiles is a bit top heavy, because you were in new mobiles for many, many years. There's going to be a lot of people who don't quite think like
when
that.
When it was lucrative.
It's
not lucrative anymore.
Yeah.
Same way I think they aren't lucrative on a CD. That's what's in the back of my mind, unfortunately. Yeah. You need probably a CD to say, if you can get stuff on CD, subliminal, you can still buy stuff on CD and I'd buy that off you.
It can be downloaded to a mobile.
But then it doesn't work.
It does, because without compaction. If you don't compress the message, it will work. It's when you compress it down to 15-20%, you lose the subliminal effect. But if they download it without compression, it'll work.
And how much compression is it?
Well, that's 100% as it is. So you download it without compression on the mobile.
My thoughts as an alternative could be forming some sort of affiliate relationship with a, what do you call it? A CD Walkman, a Discman.
A Discman.
That could be paid and bought with the CDs.
But the problem is
the rep can do that. We can do that.
But hold on. The problem is with the Discman that I had a Discman, right? 4 AA batteries that last for about 2 hours, and then you need new batteries. And you're looking AA batteries are $10.
You need rechargeables. You just recharge one lot while the other lot are being used.
The only place
sets are rechargeables.
The only place that I could see, again, this is an opinion, don't take it the wrong way, is in the car.
Or in the nursing homes.
In the nursing homes.
Nursing homes, mental health facilities with speakers in the ceiling, playing them through.
Definitely could.
In jails. Someone can go and line up the jails and do it, to reprogram them.
You've left us food for thought.
Yes. But they do work on a mobile without compression. They just download them without compression.
And how many gig without compression?
600
megabytes.
600 megabytes without compression?
Without compression, yes.
That's not too bad.
It can be done on a mobile without compression. Of course, they just don't do it as an MP3. They do it without compression and download it onto their mobile, because they're going to do it anyway. They buy them. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to download them onto portables and things. But it's got to be done without compression, so it's not being compacted. Then it'll work.
Okay. 600 megabytes.
Most computers have CDs.
They can play it on their computer when they're working on the computer.
Is there a bathroom in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just going to use the bathroom, David. Excuse me.
See, you would also know some people who might be interested.
You better put them out of the sun.
Yeah. Why don't you talk to some young people your age and see if they want to do this game?
Yeah, no, I'll look around. There's most cars still have CDs.
Yeah, a lot do.
Could work in there for people who are driving around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Have you seen the website? You haven't seen the website?
I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, okay.
But now I do.
The product is still ahead of its time. In 1984, they were $45 per tape in 1984 when they started in Australia.
And that's expensive, isn't it?
That was expensive. Now they're $75. In real terms, under the consumer price index, they should now be $140. They're half price in real terms. And they come with a guarantee on results. Back then, they were started by Mark Nolan, past president of the ACT chapter of clinical hypnotherapists who became the agency for International Motivation Corporation as the representatives in Australia for Midwest Research. I was one of their top agents and became the importer in 1988 and switched it to magazine advertising. That doesn't work these days, but it's perfect for part-time reps. If you wanted to earn an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a week, you could do this without leaving your current job.
Yeah.
Once you get good.
I just finished school.
Well, you could do it anyway. And you can have another job and do that.
Yeah.
You just ask people to go through the list, cross out all the ones they're definitely not interested in, and then get 5 referrals.
Yeah.
I hope you found it interesting.
I did.
What work are you looking at doing?
At the moment I'm doing a trade, fencing, building fences.
Get into sales. It's a good skill to learn.
Yes.
With a good product. Good product, good company, sales. You can meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
It can be big, a social job, a social business.
Yeah, exactly.
With fencing, it's not really social business.
No, it's not.
No, and you're working out in the sun.
Yeah.
So, taking a few notes.
Yep.
While we're here, since I've got the wrong folder, I'll just show you a few documents from that matter.
From what, the deed?
From that, I've got it here because I brought the wrong folder today. That was the terms of settlement. I got my documents back from the court and I've kept my documents over the years. This is unusual to find an ex-plaintiff who actually has all their documents, because normally solicitors might have those and they're buried and they may not give them to you unless you pay them. $9,000 was the settlement amount in 1966, with $500 for costs on terms not to be disclosed. That's the hook, that's the catch. If you disclose the terms, you've got to pay it back. And there's apparently a whole industry based on getting people to disclose their terms and getting them into scams. If you want to know what's behind a lot of scams that people get cold calling for. I was rendered an investor by an order of the Supreme Court on the 8th of June 1966. So that's for payment in behalf of the infant. The net settlement figure was $7,931, paid in by the GAO. So the state government was involved in this at the back of it. On the 20th of June 1966, that figure of $9,000 plus $500, I was approached 24 years later on the 23rd of April 1990 to evidence and engineer a breach of the terms of settlement by disclosing term 3 not to be disclosed, the $9,500, as a cash check to be made out to the direction of a finance professional who was instructed in the amount not to be disclosed, which means he had been instructed and there had been a breach already on his side.
Breached, yep.
Well, whoever his principal was who instructed him breached, and he disclosed the term, and that is evidenced in there, but I didn't know the term, so I'm not the one who breached. So on the 18th of June, 56 days later, two lots of 28 days, I was approached with this deed of engagement and provision to lend to Mr. Jim Burns an amount of $140,000, in which two cars would be provided as security. One of them turned out to be a stolen car, and there was a provision in the deed. Have a read. I'll read it out so you can hear it. The provision in the deed, until such times as Mr. Burns defaults in any respect under the terms of this deed, the loan made by Mr. Murphy to Mr. Burns bears no interest. I was an investor.
Yep.
At all times, I'm an investor in this matter. Upon default, the loan shall thereupon bear interest at the rate of 40% per annum, calculated on quarterly rests on all monies outstanding hereunder. 40% in 1990, and on that day, in reference to the business of the day being the deed, AGC went guarantor and evidence that it was the guarantor on my credit reference. On my Credit Reference Association report, I have a guarantor for the four provisions under the deed, including the All Monies Outstanding. AGC stood for Australian Guarantee Corporation, a company through whom Westpac was able to give guarantees who owed them at that time. Over the years, the amount has grown, and I've got a spreadsheet here somewhere on what the amount has grown to. This one will do. No, it wasn't. It's my Aqua for 10 with the State of New South Wales. Where is it? Find it in a moment somewhere. The amount of $140,000 has grown over the years, and I didn't understand it for a long time. It took many years to understand this. But the only thing that led me to understand it was getting back the file from the Supreme Court in 1999, where I found this approach in 1990 was connected to my childhood settlement. Because apparently this sort of stuff goes on, but it's very secretive. So in 1990, on the 23rd of April, on the 18th of June 1990, $140,000 grew at 10% per quarter and grew, so by the 18th of December 2003 it had reached 24 million as a common law reserve, not in the banking system, but a common law reserve that emanated from a Supreme Court case. Since then it has continued to grow. By 4th of September 2017 it was $4 billion. I used 36,000 of it to wipe out some old Westpac debts, and it worked. Westpac wiped out some debts by my drawing upon this reserve. Westpac is the parent guarantor, and it wiped out some debts. I proved it's real. It's continued to grow, and I'm helping people with their situations. So, by 18th of June 2018, the date of the 112th quarterly rest, it had reached $6 billion. I don't need to charge people to repay it. I don't need them to repay it because my money is made on the 40% by the growth of the reserve. It can be used to wipe a debt, because if it's refused, it annuls the debt, but and you, has the effect of losing.
But you can't get access to it yourself.
I can, but I can't think what to do with it. I've got no real reason.
You can't take out $3 million to buy a house.
Well, I could, but I'm in a good wicket at the moment because the state government pays for all my accommodation as an admission to fault from a long time ago in the case. So I'm in a good wicket at the moment. So I don't really need it for anything. But if I don't use it for something, it's like I abandon it.
And if you die, it's gone.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen to it. So the solicitors will fight over it for years. They'll love it.
And is this your spreadsheet or...?
That's my spreadsheet. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I can give you one of those in time. I'll email you one.
No, what we'll do is I'll email you.
Yeah. So maybe I brought the right folder after all.
You might have.
I might have brought the right folder after all.
Because we can do always just set things together. I'm a bit of an entrepreneur myself.
Same here.
And we love it.
I'm an entrepreneur. We love it. I'm an entrepreneur in a legal case that's gone on for 55 years. So it's an entrepreneurial legal case, and I'm an entrepreneur in other areas. But I love these systems.
Right. Okay. I'll send you my email.
Yes.
And then I'll find out about this other thing. I'll send you that information on that anyway. Well, that's the other thing I was telling you about.
Mm.
And then we might get together again.
Well, we will. We should.
We should.
We can meet up.
And then...
And bring a friend or two who is, so they can hear about it. Whatever we're going to talk about. You may be interested. You will be talking to people in your Uber cab who have debts.
Listen. You got to stop saying cab.
Not cab.
Uber.
Okay, you will have to...
Uber's now a verb.
Uber. You will find people in your Ubering who have some awful albatross debts. We call them that because they can't get away from it and it's going to kill them in the end. And...
But so, when you... surely you can charge for this, you can't. You're not allowed to?
Well, I can. I just don't bother. I think the...
You see, why don't you charge 10%?
Well, I could if they wanted, they can do that. But I find the grants on non-financial terms much more creative. Whatever they come up with is real intriguing. money is boring. I've got heaps of money around. I'm not short of a dollar. But what they come up with on non-financial terms is most intriguing. It leads onto a social world of things. Very enriching, and it's things money can't buy.
All right. So, tax would be a good place to get rid of. Start with that.
We can start with that. They're going to be on to me about the HEX one, and I've already...
Who's going to be on?
I'm doing it for Lisa. So the Reserve Bank's going to get back to me about some concerns.
Who's
about...
Lisa?
Lisa is one of the ladies I'm doing things
with. Oh, yes.
She's a lady.
One of your Friday night ladies?
No, I know her from another area. I know her. And she's performing under the terms not to be... Under the, grant, non-financial return of the grant. So she's doing some cleaning for me.
Okay, so why would they get back to you? Why would the Reserve get back to you from that one?
It's not going to be a lay down misere for them. They're going to accept this without a fight. They're going to try and wiggle out of this.
Who?
Anyway, any major organisation will try and wiggle out of this.
Out of this?
Because this is inconvenient for them.
Why is it inconvenient for them?
Well, if they admit that this works, it opens up the floodgates. So, it'll perhaps go to a court case, and I'm ready for that, because I've been in many court cases, civil, over the years. So I'm quite familiar with that. And we'll do a section 17.3 under the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules, and we'll defeat the court case by getting a section 17.7 judgment on admissions. So I know the processes.
Okay.
This is all interesting stuff. And of course, it's a learning process. I love it. I'm an ex-teacher. I used to be a teacher. I taught for a number of years. Once a teacher, always a teacher. So my approach in sales is more teaching rather than getting closing and so on sometimes.
Okay. Well, let's do that then. If I get rid of my tax debt, that would be nice. And
you get me 20 good prospects in Midwest, and if you eventually get involved, I'll just splice them under you. But I'll do the work with them, because you won't know what to do.
No.
I'll do that. And we'll meet again soon.
I've got to have my heart behind it, and I probably want to buy one myself. That would be the best idea, to see how it works in the background.
When you're ready. One new rep recently did the buy three, get one free, which got her a commission of $80. And we did that. She went through the process and then did it again, just to see how it works, and experiencing getting paid, the fact that you get paid directly into your bank account by bank transfer and so on. When you're ready. There's no rush.
Okay, we're going to fly. I'll send you that email. I'll fix up the tea, by the way.
You did, did you? Or I'll do it.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, ring up when you're ready.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Val. What was your name again?
Patrick.
Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been interesting.
And I can send you a copy of this. I recorded it all. And I'll send you a copy, because nobody remembers 5% more than 2 or 3 days later. So I'll send it through to you when I get your email address.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be in touch with you. And we'll probably see you in about a week or two.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, David.